arguably one of the biggest songs from Kwesi Oteng, evergreen song, I must also add, You Dey Bless Me. And I like the way he mentions every day of the week while he talks about that song. You Dey Bless Me on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday. So today, you are blessed being a Friday, like Kwesi Oteng has said. That song pretty much blew up everywhere, and everybody just can't but have enough of it. Today on the show, we are going straight to Ghana, like I said, getting to speak with one of Ghana's finest, recording gospel artist, songwriter. He's a youth pastor, a creative director, he's a speaker, he's like a man with many hats, yeah, and he's doing Ghana proud with the great music that he churns out. And it's so good to know that he also has a brand new record in this time. So hey guys, let's have a good conversation for the next 30 minutes plus as we get conversing with my brother and my friend Kwesi Oteng. Good morning to you.
Good morning, boss. Good morning, Nigeria. Good morning, world.
Yeah. Great to have
you on
the
show.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Mr. Kwesi, so what's popping now? How are you doing today? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was asking. I said, how are you
doing? I'm here.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing amazing. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for this opportunity, though.
I'm grateful. It's such a pleasure. Such a pleasure. All right. So first off, let's talk about Ghana for a minute. Yeah. What is happening in Ghana?
Yes.
What's the situation like in Ghana? We got reports the other time, I think a few days ago, that they were supposed to lift the lockdown, maybe partially or fully. I'm not very sure about that. But just tell us, just give us some update right now about what's happening in Ghana.
Okay, before lockdown happened, we went on social distancing. That's when churches stopped meeting. And all conferences and social gatherings, more than 25 people were cancelled. So virtually,
okay,
there was every church and all these type of schools closed and all that. Then 2 weeks into that, we went on lockdown. And that went for 2 weeks. And last week, Friday, the president lifted the lockdown, and so we are back on social distancing.
Okay.
Still no meetings, and practicing the social distancing situation. Yes, and the situation with the cases now is close to is past 1,000 cases in Ghana.
Mm.
There's been 9 deaths, as I can recall.
Wow.
And so that's where we are right now, kind of, yes.
Okay, so yes, we're going to talk about things even outside your music because of the times that you are in, and also because your latest record, which we're going to premiere on the show this morning, also in some way ties to that in a great way. All right, so still talking about this entire global pandemic, something that we all as a human race, we share this in common in some way. What has been the effect on the regular Ghanaian?
I think the general fear that accompanied the whole COVID situation, which still does, is not really an end case. People became very afraid of contacting the virus. I mean, of course, we heard the news of the deaths. I mean, how many people were dying in Europe and in America, the rates, and people are expecting the situation to be worse. But unfortunately, to the expectations of the people, rather Africa, the cases are so bad, we are realizing. I mean, of course, it's not a situation we want to be in. but how it was expected it will ravage Africa, and Africa would be right now. It has not been the case.
Yeah.
You know, and so whoever is behind the whole situation has regretted. And so, well, the lessons which it's really coming out is the benefits of getting out of the crowd. People are really benefiting out of it, reflecting better. People are rejuvenating. It's like a forced rest, which many people have not had in years.
True.
You know, many CEOs, company workers have not gone on leave for so long, you know, and suddenly, so far, it's mainly the health workers that are working a lot, and some of the banking institutions, and all those. But I mean, let's see how it goes.
Man, we're positive. All right, so as an artist, you know, you guys go for shows, you rock in shows and gatherings, you minister to gatherings of tons of people, and now that is not possible. How are you artists getting to handle this?
For me, it's been a lot of work. I've not been resting. Of course, we've been ordered to stay home, but it's not been so stay home for me. I've been doing studio.
Okay.
And I know that many other artists have been not like really like locked down, hands tied. And so really, I can't wait for what is going to come from the art industry. After COVID, people have really done some work that they're really going to push out there. I mean, when it gets to, let's say, because we do shows and maybe that is a source of income. I mean, of course, I understand, but other sources of income, like many artists right now are into various things that, I mean, without like moving around, they can be okay. And amazingly, okay, God has also been good, and I see people are taking care of and doing their best, even giving out to society,
right?
And doing a lot. I mean, I see some of the stuff that Tim Godfrey is doing. I've been following Abiodun Fatoyinbo. I see some of the stuff that he's doing, and actually the church has risen to the occasion, and is really like, right, you know, every time there's been such global major crisis, churches really rise to the occasion, and we've not failed in this COVID time. Church has really come to the table,
right?
And is really responding and doing well in giving back to society. Food in Ghana here, I've been part of feeding, we call them kai. You see the people that carry people's goods for them in the market. We went out, we fed a lot of them with food stuff and all that. And so, I mean, it's the art or music let me use art industry or family or fraternity has really not backed out in the fight against the COVID situation. We've really been part of frontline situations, which I believe is a positive mark that will be remembered.
Wow, amazing stuff. So I mean, everything just works together for good. We're looking at the good sides to it, looking at ways we can actually be a blessing to even a lot more people, even in this time. Great, amazing stuff. Now let's go to your music for a bit. What song will you call, or will you describe, or do you see as the biggest Kwesi Oteng song?
Right now, as we speak, God They Bless Me is like so far like the loudest that people know. Why? Because it had a crossover effect.
Right.
a lot of secular people or non-church people. I even had Muslims, Muslim community people that jive to it, you know, for whatever reason, I don't know. Then after a while, I did like the Anthems Project. The Anthems Project, yeah, to me, is perhaps my best work ever. But that one has its own boxes, being a typical church
stuff,
stuff. And so people hear Jesus and the blood and things, and like, you know, the same people that would jump to God bless me things will try to run away, because this one is a little more deep and intimate and personal and church. And I mean, and I realized that when we go for concerts, I mean, there could be thousands of people, all of them sing the songs back to back, but like there's still not the feeling like it's the main thing. Like the anthems on my current album, like it's like a wild thing. Why? Because so far we've not had any song on it that has had the God Bless Me crossover effect. So I can go for interviews and people ask me, so when are you releasing? I say, I've released. I've been going to the president of the nation and presented the copy of the album to the president. You didn't hear? They say, oh, we saw you, but we didn't know what you were doing.
Okay, so now that brings me to wondering, for you, why gospel music? Because like what you just shared now shows that if you decided not to do gospel music, and when I say gospel, I mean, for example, you talked about songs that make reference of the blood of Jesus and deep stuff about the main themes of Christianity. If you chose not to do that, if you chose to do some other stuff, some booty shaking song, you know, or some other stuff that is, you know, in quote mainstream, you probably will be getting a lot of this attention from the mainstream, and probably the fame and some of those fortune that comes along with it. So you have proven that you can do records like that will be accepted generally, but you have chosen to still do songs chosen to do spiritual songs. Now, why would you choose that?
Why is a calling, that I'm willing to obey? Okay, and it's actually a calling that I have put on myself. I seriously count as a reward whatever God gives me. I see Davido, I'm proud and I'm happy to see him, you know, like with 100 million views, and like Wizkid with 100 million views, what's his name, this bad boy.
He's a bad boy. All of them. We know
who the guy who almost won the Grammy.
Burna Boy.
I love him. Do you understand? I honor and respect that. I mean, sometimes when I see the views, I pray that Father, may my videos get to these numbers. But I don't wish I was not doing what I am doing now. I'm quite very comfortable and satisfied with the kind of whatever I get. I mean, it's the fame and like all the hype that goes with it. It's really not like the you know, the joy or like what will give me joy. I don't think, I mean, I'll be very happy to get all of those, but I mean, I am very happy. I believe that with the law of process work as I keep working, and there are some things I'm also learning. Like with the current album, if you realize that the beat structure and the song is a typical Hillsong music, but instead of putting it on the usual me or like a typical expectation of the church, I intentionally put it on this kind of beat. And so that's the wisdom in it, also trying to bridge the gap so that people who are not interested in, of course, I mean, when I was not a church guy, I never listened to church music. And so I shouldn't expect that somebody wakes up every morning and is like looking, or is, you know, because church music is not chasing the world as much as secular music is doing. But there's nothing wrong with the beats. And so we can also find a way around it and see how we can work. I mean, so we're going to see some blend of productions to come in the future. Yes. And this, the Overcome album, is a typical example of some of the additions that I'll be adding to the productions that will be coming up.
Fantastic. All right, so the, I mean, I was going to ask you already, noticing the urban feel, the like Afro beats, or the sound, the difference in the sound in this particular song. Now, you keep mentioning the overcame. Is it overcame or overcome?
The
Overcome album. Is it a track or an album? I need to
clarify. It's a single. It's not an album. Anthem's album that I keep mentioning.
My latest
album. All right. My current album is Anthems.
Oh, yes. Of course, I know Anthems. Anthems is a project. I mean, in case you are listening to the show right now and you haven't listened to Anthems, trust me. Let me just recommend you go listen to it and hear the greatness of music in African form. I mean, that is
amazing.
I'm so proud, you know, just hearing the, that got me to feel very proud of what is coming out of Africa. Really well done. So yes. That was recorded
live. Currently I am very, 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 very excited and proud about the current work of Dunsin. Is it Dunsin? Is that how to mention it?
Yeah, you tried.
Yes, man.
Dunsin.
That album is like something I really want to do. Mm. You know, it's just crazy. It's mad.
So
that song on it, Breathe, it's a song that I really... You know, and so you imagine where Africa has come. You know, this is where we are now, and that is crazy. Within the next 5 years, I can't imagine what God would have done through our music from Africa. Yeah.
True that. Okay. So it's almost safe to say that you are maybe a bit more comfortable doing live music, yeah?
Yes, I have been a praise and worship leader for almost 25 years.
Mm.
Or like 23 years. Like, straight to boom. Like, from there, between that time, almost every week, I'm doing Sundays, like, 3 services. And weekday services. And sometimes all-night services at a mega church in Ghana, a lighthouse chapel at the time that I was serving there. And I did that for many years. So when I started recording, I mean, Anthem's album, all the people that I featured, they went back to the studio to do overdubs. Anthem's studio, I never went to studio to do even one single overdub. That's what they picked for me. That's what they mixed. Everybody I featured had to go back and sing in the studio. You understand? Wow. And so I am more comfortable doing live music. And aside the fact that it's not an easy road to go, being the fact that it's a very expensive path. And I am actually praying that God will send angels to come and really support. Because really what I want to do with gospel music, ever since I came into this whole fraternity of gospel, I mean, everything I've done has been impactful. I mean, not like I'm trying to blow my own horn, but in even in Ghana here, I virtually took a whole generation and stepped it forward.
Wow.
Because contemporary gospel music as we have it in Ghana right now was back, nobody knew about it. Traditional music was foreground.
Yeah, yeah.
And we started emerging. That was how we had to get radical with God Bless Me and, you know, totally unconventional things. And it moved the whole generation forward. And so I'm really trusting God for some serious capacity. And it is financial, financial capacity, you know. And, you know, I So those are some of the things. It's just a whole, I mean, aside even recording, like right now, Anthems like this. Anthems is the amazing project.
Like amazing, amazing.
I've heard that song for as many years as I can. But it's the capacity, the financial capacity, that whole album is going to require almost like $100,000+ just to put it on the world market as it should be marketed.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And so, I mean, it's
yeah.
So that's how it is.
I get you. I feel you.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Okay. So I mean, everyone who hears that song, the hears the anthem, will always feel like that. Like, man, I feel so proud about this. I think the entire world should hear this along with me and not just hear it alone. So I do hope that what you're planning to do with your music, God will help you to do even way above that in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
Amen. Okay, so, right. Now, there's been some before we get into premiering the new song Overcome. That's what's
awesome.
Up next now.
Okay.
Before we get into that, you know, while we're talking about Ghana and for all that it's worth, it's safe to say that you set the pace. You're more like a pace setter when it comes to the contemporary sound of gospel music from Ghana. We look up to that now. There was a point, I don't know the details of this, but there seemed to be a point where the gospel music industry in Ghana seemed to have a lot of, scuffles or a bit of friction, and there were like some groups and a bit of, you know, disunity going on. I am not very clear as to what the situation is right now, but if you can give us an update, that would be very appreciated.
The situation right now is beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And I came to fight that whole divisions and all those things. That was what I came to meet. When I came up, I came to meet a generation of gospel artists that could go on radio and insert themselves. Could go on radio and fight, behaved like typical, unbelievers. Mm. That's what I came to meet. And a lot of them turned on me, you know, in every way, physical, spiritual, and whatsoever. By the grace of God, I mean, a lot was overcome. And we were able to be here. People saw that, something new was emerging. First, they didn't take me serious. They said, nothing good will come out of me. Nothing good will come out of me. This guy, nothing good will come out of me. It won't come out. That thing, it won't work. This song will not hit. That song will not hit. Before they realized, it got out of hand. And so all of them stopped what they were doing. And a lot of, let me say, not all of them. A lot of them turned on me. You understand? And, you know, throwing every shot, you know, using their media people to write silly stuff, you know, and all sorts of things. But it could not stop what God was doing. And suddenly a whole generation emerged. Right now, if you are not doing music like it is being done as we are talking, you're not going to be part of the situation. And I mean, if you don't have the character to go with it, I virtually was fighting on radio, you know. But people that rise up against gospel music. I mean, there was a time that people were saying that gospel musicians in Ghana are the biggest bribe paying people for awards. I mean, I had to rise up against it because people were also afraid to. And so I called the organization, the Ghana Music Awards people, that they should, they made a statement. Their press person made a statement. And so they should be able to talk about it and come out and bring out the truth, because I know that some gospel person want to pay money. I know the person. And so they know the person. They collected the money. So they should also, if anything, like, come out and say it. Those things came out. Yes, all those things are things that I was willing to confront. And people thought that, oh, this guy is like this guy. But people don't know. Recently, my manager, we were doing a review, and we acknowledged that we made some mistakes in the past. Like some of those fights, I shouldn't have involved myself, because the gospel community, they like people to fight for them, but they don't help the people that fight for them.
Wow.
Yes. And I acknowledge that there are so many things I should have done. But I told my manager that is the path of space setters. Space setters, at the time I met, nobody had entered where I was trying to go. Nobody has done it before. And so I didn't have anybody to learn from. Nobody has made the mistakes I made for me to see that this is a way to go. So I combined everything. And so I was telling them that we should start acknowledging our mistakes as also part of the success that has paved the way for a whole generation. Of course, now people know that when you are confronted on radio and things, you can just choose to just be quiet and smile at them. They can lie on you and all those type of things. You don't have to respond and all those things. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all part of lessons that we learn here.
Yeah.
But so, I also acknowledge and thank God for the heart that God gave me. I don't think that many people would have taken the path that brought us here.
So it's safe to say that right now there's a bit more unity within the community.
There's a lot of unity within the community, a lot.
Wow.
That is years back. The example of artists fighting, and you know, recently, I mean, Joe Metal is currently one of the biggest, I mean, if not the biggest gospel artist we have here. Do you understand? I mean, he just called me. He wants to come to church. He came to preach at my Flow River Church, the place I pastor. I mean, within a week, we arranged it. He came. We loved and honored his coming and worked him with high honors. It didn't used to be so. I mean, another gospel artist will intentionally set you up to disgrace you. That's how it used to be. But now it has been crossed now. It's a season of honor, a season of respect.
Wow.
A whole new generation of birthed. That is going somewhere.
And that is amazing. I'm so glad to hear that this morning. That's a good thing to say. You have overcome. So the song.
They should actually thank me. You should thank me, but they are waiting for me to die. But me, I'm not dying today. I won't die.
You have overcome.
Fully. The blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
When the poor has laid hands on me.
Come on now.
When the poor has laid hands on me. Okay, so I'm a different species. Different kind of being. When Baba Adeboye came to Ghana, he came to preach. I sang before he preached in one of his conferences in Ghana. And so I'm widely connected.
And covered.
Yes, and covered.
Now let's go to your song. Now it's been reported that you talking about your song. You've said it's such a crucial time that we're in. That aside the safety directives that we are to observe, I'm talking about the COVID-19. We also need to spread hope, faith, encouragement, positivity now than ever before. To pull us through this pandemic. Thankfully, God has made provision for such virtues and more through Jesus Christ, a provision for us all this season. Now, this is about the song Overcome, and it's so good to have you on the show while we premiere it. So can you tell us a bit more about the believer having that victory status already done?
The victory status of the church, of the Christian, is already accomplished through Christ, his death, his sacrifice, his blood. And we have a document of immunity from Ebola, from coronavirus, from all evil, from armed robbers, from people that choose to steal, kill, or destroy. You see, but it has to be activated. You can have such immunity and such a will that has been left for you by somebody that has passed on. But you have to choose to acknowledge and receive it. And songs are a means of receiving things. When you put words on people's mouths and they sing, they activate the supernatural or the prophetic rights that they have. The Bible says that life and death lies in the power of the tongue. And so we can actually release death, you know, by corona virus to die. And we can also release life over all our giftings and our dreams and visions and on our bodies, on our souls, to rise in perfect health, you know, as the day go by. Every day we rise in new strength, and we can actually predict and forecast that. But people join in the public street language, what is going on in the streets, and then today say so. Hey, they say you get corona, and corona go catch you, all those things that people talk. And you know, then, but the thing is that we can apply as many sanitizer on our hands, bath, Dettol, every type of things, you know, but that will be the arm of flesh. All right. The arm of flesh can fail. Some of the people that have been impacted by this corona situation have been doctors and nurses. Of course, in front line, but I'm sure they were practicing all the you know, the hygiene centers. Of course, let's practice all of that, social distancing and all that, but let's have a prophetic word on our mouths. And so I felt the responsibility to put the song out. I recorded it on the 1st of January, amazingly. And when the corona situation came up, I said that, wow, I mean, I think that this has to go right now. Right, it wasn't now. A song that I was about to release. But just at the time, I asked on social media, should I release a song? And a lot of people came out and said that release. So I immediately got my church camera. We went to the beach. It was the first time I'm shooting a video at the beach. And we shot a fast, quick video to go with it. And we released it. And so far, we are seeing that people are being blessed by it.
Hallelujah.
At least God came to talk to you. It's an honor.
Wow. That's a story of overcome. And yes, we overcome by the blood. Hallelujah. So it's a victory declaration for me that yes, we have overcome this one. And that's going to be our story for every believer who's plugged into this. We do hope that as you plug into this, you receive hope for this very trying time, this COVID-19 period, in the name of Jesus. Can you say a prayer for us before we say call it a wrap on the show this morning, please?
Wow. Father, right now we thank you for the blood of Jesus and for what Jesus Christ has accomplished for everyone listening. Whatever their religion may be or their faith may be, they have been purchased and the blood of Jesus has been shed for them. Right here and right now, we call upon the law of healing.
Amen.
To move across the whole earth in the name of Jesus. Let the sword of heaven be released upon the earth and bring judgment against what the enemy has released against your people, against the people of the world. Oh Lord, we ask that you will bring healing and we will see an end to coronavirus. I see people hugging again. I see people taking pictures in groups again. Amen. I see churches gathering again, people dancing again. And Father, we decree this to be in the name of Jesus. And whatever has been lost through this virus situation, Father, we ask for a restoration. Even right now, I heard that the chief of staff of Nigeria was also affected in a way. I ask for healing and comfort and blessings for the family.
Amen.
And I pray in the name of Jesus, anybody that has been affected by the coronavirus, Lord, will be comforted in a way. And Lord, you will recompense.
Amen.
A year by this time, we thank you that we will be 1,000 times greater, richer, better than it has been for us in this early year situation that we have had. We thank you.
Amen.
For what you will do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Kwesi. It's been so great chatting with you this Friday morning.
Thank you, boss.
Such a pleasure. So we're going to spin the song right now, Overcome. And we do hope that you enjoy your weekend ahead and send our love to the entire family.
Yes, please. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Cheers.
Cheers, sir. Bye.
Yes, sir. Here's the song right here, ladies and gentlemen. It's called Overcome, and we are spinning it for the very first time on the Praise the Clock show. It's a tune. It's a song I hope you connect with, and then you reinforce the victory that Christ has won for you via his blood on the cross of Calvary. Let's go. I love the kick.
Ooh.
Hear that?
What?
Huh? Kwesi, or Tang?
Help is from in your name, it's victory.